The next Think Tank presenter was Dr. Neil Maripol, who commented on the controversial issue of adjuvant therapy of stage 2 disease and whether most or all patients should be offered a consultation with a medical oncologist.
The management of stage 2 colon cancer is a difficult decision-making context. Insofar as the prognosis is good with surgery alone, and the potential benefit of adjuvant therapy for the population as a whole is marginal. So in absolute terms, if you were to treat all comers with stage 2 colon cancer with adjuvant therapy, the absolute benefit is probably in the range of 5% or less for the most active chemotherapy, if you will, in the adjuvant setting. The challenge is in defining who are the patients are at greatest risk from amongst that overall group of stage 2 patients and selecting those patients for adjuvant therapy because their potential for benefit is greater. That said, because different patients have different values with regard to their trade-offs of potential benefit and potential side effects, this requires a conversation and a discussion about the option of adjuvant therapy, what the potential hazards are, which are well-defined, and what the potential benefits are, which are less well-defined for any individual. And then the doctor and patient together have to come to some agreement and understanding about what is best for that individual patient. So to answer your question with regard to should all patients with stage 2 colon cancer be referred to a medical oncologist, my answer is that all patients with stage 2 colon cancer should engage a discussion about adjuvant therapy and whether it's right for them or not. And I can imagine scenarios where the prognosis is so good. For example, the patient had 87 lymph nodes removed. None of them had cancer. I can imagine a scenario where the decision is so clear-cut that perhaps a discussion with a medical oncologist isn't necessary and the surgeon is comfortable handling that, where such a consultation may not need to take place. Such an example might be someone whose prognosis is so good and who is so reluctant to entertain a discussion of chemotherapy that a prolonged discussion might not be necessary, such as an individual who has many lymph nodes resected. None of them are involved by metastasis. There's no lymphovascular invasion. There's no perforation or obstruction, and it's a low-grade tumor.
So for a patient like that, if they ask you, okay, what's my chance of having a relapse without any therapy, how would you answer?
Their chance of cure without additional therapy might be 85% or perhaps higher.